You hear me? You listen good. Listen carefully. Do you copy?
Yeah, I copy.
Can you hear me? I read you loud and clear. Have I made myself clear? Clear as a bell. Did you hear a goddamn word I said? You didn't hear a thing I said. Chapter 66. His mind wanders. His head's in the clouds. Sorry, my mind is elsewhere. He's in another world. I'm delirious. Is this a dream? I was so out of it. What time is it now? He's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. She's a real dizzy broad. I need to find myself. He's not with it. He has no clue. The driver has many things on his mind. He got lost in the shuffle. Wake up and smell the coffee. He doesn't know what's going on. He's totally lost. Hey, snap out of it. Pal, you're in for a rude awakening. Chapter 67. The slushy roads contributed to the accident. What was the outcome? Results are what count. That's a story without an ending. The results remain to be seen. All's well that ends well. Here it is, the moment of truth. You prefer him over me, so that's what it all boils down to. It's sink or swim. The first year of marriage is always sink or swim. I hate to say I told you so. See now? How do you think I ended up here? The whole thing turned sour. You acted like a horse's ass. Now you'll pay for it. This picture didn't come out right. Your future is rooted in your past. Serves him right. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Whatever goes around, comes around. He'll get his. It's pay now or pay later. There's a law of consequences in everyone's life. You reap what you sow. The sins of our carefree younger days usually come home to roost later in life. Past mistakes will come back to haunt you. You made your own bed, now lie in it. Chapter 68. That statement is clearly self-contradictory. You can tell a lot by a person's voice. His behavior betrayed his intentions. Who's the likely suspect? The face is the index of the mind. The face tells the story. The eyes are the mirror of the soul. That's not unlikely. Mark's analysis is a real eye-opener. He must have some logical reason. A tree's health depends on its roots. The same is true of your teeth. He's a formidable opponent. History repeats itself. Don't make the same mistake twice. The tree is known by its fruit. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Like father, like son. Inflation is justification for raising our prices. Chapter 69. The thought has crossed my mind. I've got that covered. I have it under control. I'm already planning it in my mind. It never hit me. Chapter 70. Guess what this is? I give up. What is it? Take a guess. It's just a hunch. This is purely hypothetical. It's just guesswork. Guess who? No kidding. What a surprise. How about that? Fancy that. Chapter 71. Just what do you want? What are you getting at? What are you implying? What in the world are you talking about? Hey, what's the big idea? What are you trying to prove? Stop that. I know what you're up to. You'll find out all in due time. I'll tell you soon enough. All he cares about is the dough. He wants the same thing we do. I'm not out to con you. I didn't mean any harm. I just wanted to help. Does he mean well? It's no coincidence. It was prearranged. You planned that. You're doing that on purpose. That was no accident. He did it deliberately. Chapter 72. Kids are a lot smarter these days. You're perceptive. You catch on quickly. He's a real bright guy. She's not a slow child. He's no dummy. I'm not as dumb as I look. A dummy isn't dumb all the time. Boy, nothing gets by him. Don't get fresh with me. You're a sharp one. Say, you're getting pretty sharp. Don't get wise with me. A lot you know. You're a smart aleck. You're a real smarty pants. How did you get so smart? You're too clever. You're the right stuff. If you were any smarter, you'd be famous. Go ask him. He thinks he knows it all. You have fine edge. You're smarter than a whiz. You are so average. He's a little soft in the head. There are a lot of turkeys in this town. He's the dumbest kid in town. He's a blockhead. Talk about dense. Some people are so simple-minded. He's brainless. You dummy. He has shit for brains. You pea brain, how could you be so stupid? Don't you get it? It's so simple. Boy, were we stupid. He's all brawn and no brains. The students outwitted the teacher. He studies all weekend. He's such an egghead. Offhand, I'd say he's stupid. You're a reject. That's kind of corny. You should broaden your horizons. A little knowledge is a dangerous thing. Knowledge is power. Ignorance is bliss. Chapter 73. Step outside yourself and see what's going on. Be smart. Wise up. Figure it out. Think. Use your common sense. Don't get too personal. Think with your head, not with your heart. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. Go easy. Don't flip your lid. Stay cool. Don't get excited. Don't go crazy. He's sobered up. You are not thinking rationally. You're starting to say dumb things. Keep both feet on the ground. You've lost your perspective. I'm going to talk some sense into her. It's a sensible approach. He's a rational person. Chapter 74. That doesn't follow. It's absurd. It's illogical. I don't follow the logic of this. I see no point in washing the car twice. It's unlikely. His behavior defies logic. That doesn't mean shit to me. Chapter 75. Here are the before and after pictures of her weight loss. The prices are comparable. That's a whole different issue. That's just a false analogy. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate her? How do they stack up against your brand? That two-bit shop is no match for a corporation as big as ours. What I did was small potatoes compared to what you did. His brilliance is second to none. His performance was mediocre. His schoolwork is okay. He's an average player at best. When it comes to eating, he's the best there is. His painting is so good, he's in a class by himself. There is no comparison. He is the best of the best. They are the cream of the crop. The cream always rises to the top. They're the pick of the crop. He's the worst of the worst. He's an inch shy of being 7 feet. This car is long on looks, but short on performance. The advantages outweigh the disadvantages. His love for money verges on greed. Chapter 76. Everything in life is relative. There are no absolutes in life. What difference does it make? The difference is so small it's almost imperceptible. I just can't tell them the part. The distinction between these two is blurred. It's six of one and half a dozen of the other. These are all one of a kind. What a big difference it makes. Time and place can make a difference. Chapter 77. It's such a trivial matter. What's that got to do with it? That's not even an issue here. Stop making a mountain out of a molehill. It's just a tiny cut. It's just a tempest in a teapot. It's not that critical. Don't make a big thing about it. Let's get down to business. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Don't let the tail wag the dog. This is an important chapter in her life. This matter deserves our undivided attention. First things first. It seems he has other fish to fry. Money is not the issue here. Ethics are. That's the key word. Knowledge is a pursuit above all others. He places movie making above everything else. It means a lot to me. It's do or die. It's a matter of life and death. Her internship will either make or break her. That branch is the cornerstone of our company. It's a truly news-making event. It's a historic event. Chapter 78. Quality suffers when you rush things. They did a hatchet job on that film. Nowadays, things made in America aren't that durable. I'm ashamed to be seen in this rinky-dink car. That's a crazy way to make a typewriter. This jack is a Mickey Mouse tool. Their standards just don't live up to our expectations. You're just not up to par. Don't buy the imitation. It's usually cheaply built. That car is expensive, but it's top of the line. This is the top choice of experts. Don't sacrifice quality for quantity. I wouldn't settle for anything less. Chapter 79. Just give me an itty-bitty piece of cake. We're running low on sugar. There's nothing left. We need to refill it. His test scores came up short. Chapter 80. This trip paid off. It's been well worth the trip. It's a trade-off. It's not worth a bean. It was more trouble than it was worth. This is worth dying for. $500,000 is nothing to sneeze at. This is worth all the tea in China. Chapter 81. Human perception is very easily fooled. He was caught with his pants down, so to speak. I don't care what you call it. Stealing is still stealing. In case you haven't noticed, this is your wake-up call. I should have known better. He finally came to his senses. It's as clear as a bell now. It finally clicked. I finally see the light. I'm not a bit surprised. This program was a bad deal from the beginning. Hindsight is always 20/20. Chapter 82. Oh, I knew it all along. He may be short, but he's not short-sighted. He's on top of things. He's always on the ball. You're a man of vision. His opinions are very insightful. His ideas are very forward-thinking. Today's visionaries are tomorrow's future. I'm one step ahead of you. I did it already. All you think about is today. He's so short-sighted. He lacks foresight. You're too materialistic. You're too shallow. They can't see the forest for the trees. He's headstrong and thick-skulled. Some people, you just can't talk sense into them. Chapter 83. I've got a hunch. I just have a gut feeling about it. There's a connection here. I just know it. I knew my instinct was right. I've got a nose for these things. It doesn't smell good. I sense something wrong. Something must have gone wrong. Something's just not right, but I can't put my finger on it. Something's gonna happen. I can feel it in my bones. Something big is going on. My guts tell me I can do it. Chapter 84. It was a sign. Is that a good sign? She embodies everything that's good in humanity. That's an encouraging sign. It's just the tip of the iceberg. This spells trouble in my book. Can't you see the writing on the wall? Chapter 85. Do I have any choice? What choice do I have? You have a lot to choose from. Would you pick 2 out of 3? Do I have any say in this matter? Never give her too large a choice. The choice is yours. You decide. Take your choice. What's it gonna be, yes or no? Beggars can't be choosers. Take it or leave it. Well, make your choice and make it quick. Let's wait and keep our options open. Don't rule out any options. What's the second alternative? He leaves me no option. Don't we have any way out? There's no room for maneuvering. We're in a no-win game. It's a long shot. Your best bet is to confess. The devil made me do it. Chapter 86. It's your choice. It's up to you. It's your call. I'll leave it to your discretion. I'll defer to his wishes. He's still wavering between the two plans. Go ask your father. He has the final say. You can't continue to flip-flop your mind. I'm tired of his blowing hot and cold about the budget proposal. Is that your final word in this matter? I can't make up my mind. Let's hold off a bit. That's a tough call. She's fickle, childish, and shallow. Don't make me choose. He who hesitates is lost. He's on the fence on this issue. He refuses to commit himself either way. Let's flip a coin to see who goes first. That's a big jump you're talking about. It's a one-way road to death. The heat is on. Take action. Hesitation may kill us all. I made a decision, but it was a bad call. How do you know where to draw the line? When do I say no? There's no guarantee either way. One way or the other, we'll get it done. Make up your mind and just go with it. Deal. It's a deal. It's a date. We gotta make a move. End of discussion.
Case closed. Period. I am very decisive. I'm not wishy-washy. Despite the pros and cons, I'll do it. That was a snap decision. I don't see why he changed his tune. Don't change horse midstream. Just let it be.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点儿看。